Well, one thing about Darren McFadden, I know he's fast, but he eats as fast as he runs. Dude, you ate your dinner over there. I'm in a world record. You know, you got stuff to do, huh?
I was trying to hurry up and get here and knock it out before Coach got in.
Well, you're doing well. I know it's frustrated when you get hit anywhere near the eye area, the orbital bone, and is it painful at all?
Actually, it wasn't as bad as it sounds. You know, a lot of people, you know, after I got injured and stuff, they was hitting me and asking me, like, was I all right? But it wasn't as bad as it sounded, because I didn't realize it was fractured until I went and got an x-ray, and they told me that's what was going on.
The bottom line is it's not your feet, and you're not your legs, and that's where you make your living. And we saw what happened last year when you were healthy. What did that season do for you? I mean, you have always had confidence, but what did it do to go out and produce the way you did last year?
Yeah, that was one of my main things. I was glad that it wasn't any of my legs or my feet or my toes or anything, but you know, the season last year just built my confidence. It boosted it right back to the top, you know, and I feel like it's hard to stop a guy once he's out there playing with confidence.
Doesn't it, how do I want to phrase this? People that have never played sports, they hear, well, gee, his toe hurts, turf toe, and they go, oh, come on, that's nothing. Anybody that's ever had turf toe, it's got to be one of the most painful things in the world, right? I mean, you can't run and play football when you have turf toe.
Yeah, actually, that's one thing. When I was younger, I always asked my dad, you know, he used to tell me, like, a running back or someone had turf toe. I was like, what's that? Why they can't play with that? You know, now I really understand it. You know,
sure.
It's one of the worst injuries for a running back or someone who has to use their feet to move around a lot.
I think the problem is whoever invented the term turf toe named it wrong. They should have just called it messed up toe or, you know, a really bad toe. Or so. Turf toe doesn't sound right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think when people hear turf toe, they don't really understand it. But I try to, I guess, my best way of explaining it to someone is like trying to walk on your hands with a really bad jammed finger.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Darren McFadden with us. How optimistic are you based on what happened last year when Raider fans saw what you could do, Jason Campbell finishing strong? How what does that do for you personally and the confidence coming into this season?
You know, my confidence is carrying over from last season. You know, I'm just excited about being able to get back out here on the field and being able to show what I can do and show everyone that this wasn't a lucky season for me. You know, that's something that I actually do. I can run the ball, and that's what I do for a living. You know, I've been excited about seeing the team out there all year. And just seeing the guys out here in camp and seeing the passing game and seeing how much it's improved.
Sure.
You know, for us not to have had any OTAs this year, you know, I feel like we've been doing a great job passing the ball.
I had Jason Campbell on earlier, and I said, what's the most impressive thing to you about Darren? He said, man, he's got the best straight arm I've ever seen in my years of playing the NFL. You know, it's okay to shed the defender, but did you always have that even before college, using the straight arm?
I feel like that's something that I've had since, like, Little League. You know?
Really?
My dad always told me you need a tool to use when you're running the football, and he showed me the stiff arm when I was younger, and it's something that I always use, and I never look back from it.
Your job in the National Football League, we always talk about running, but I was very impressed with the way you stayed in and blocked as well. I mean, you got to have the whole package to be very good in this league. How difficult of a chore is that when you see a blitzing linebacker or a cornerback or someone coming in and it's your job to pick them up?
No, that's something you want to be an every down back when you're out there. You want to just go out there here and there and then have to come out when it's a passing down. So for me, pass protection is one of the main things coming into the league that I really wanted to work on. I knew I always had the heart to stand there and block someone. I just needed to learn a technique for it. And, you know, Coach Skip and Coach Raffman showed me those things when I got into the league. And that's something that I've been using, and I just put it to work on the field.
When you talk about technique, when it comes to picking up, let's say, a blitzing linebacker, if you can explain it to the people that are listening in layman terms, what is the key to picking up a blitzing linebacker and prevent that from getting to Campbell?
Yes, you have to just stay square, keep your body facing theirs, try to stay in front of them at all times. And, you know, you have to be low. You can't just stand there straight up and try to block someone, because if you do, you're going to more than likely get ran right through.
What about Al Saunders now being part of this offense with Hugh? Jason had some great things to say because of his 2 years that he spent with him in Washington. What's your take on Al?
You know, he's been bringing a lot of great things, and, you know, a lot of the things that we're using, they changed the terminology on, and I feel like guys have been picking it up great. I feel like he's a great coach. You know, he's very excited. You know, you just see him in the meeting room, he have a loud outburst sometimes because he's so excited about seeing the guys make plays on the field. So I'm looking forward to being able to play for him, you know, getting out there, and, you know, it's going to be a great year for us.
You know, you talk about the enthusiasm, and I've been talking to a lot of coaches over my time, but, man, the passion from Hugh. I mean, your head coach is unbelievable. Is he like that all the time?
Yeah, that's Coach Hugh all the time. You know, he believes in us, you know, and we believe in him. So we want to just go out there and show what we can do on the field for him. You know, he can handle everything in the media and all the other things. But, you know, I feel like when the guys get out there on the field, they want to go out there and play hard for him.
Do you like that? I mean, you've played now with two different head coaches in the NFL, and you go back to college and high school. Do you like that type of exuberance from your head coach?
Yeah, I love, because it's one of those things that shows the confidence that he has in the players. And, the players want to live up to the expectations that he has for us, so that's what makes guys go out there and play even harder.
All right, so last year, almost 1,700 total yards. You rushed for over 1,100. If health's not an issue and you're able to play 16 games, what do you think you could do in this league?
I feel like I can get it close to 2,000 total yards. That's one of my goals this year. I want to get 2,000 total yards, however it comes, whether it's 1,500 rushing, 500 receiving, or however it comes, that's one of my goals I want to reach.
Is it more difficult to rush for 1,000 yards from your position or 1,300 yards, or would it be more difficult to catch balls for 1,000 yards or 700 yards? What do you think would be a realistic breakdown, and how hard it, we know you can run, we've already seen that. How hard is it to amass a lot of yardage by catching a football coming out of the backfield?
This is not an easy league to run the football in. Defenses are designed to stop the run in this league, so it's not easy to run the football at all. So as a running back, you just have to go out there and grind it out every play, and you have to look for your big breaks when you get an opening and just try to take it. But, as far as catching the ball, it's one of those things where linebackers drop out there trying to cover deep routes, and you can catch a 5-yard route and turn it to a 20 or 30 yard gain. That's how a lot of your yards are pretty much built up in the passing game.
When the offensive line makes changes like the Raiders are doing this year, how important is it for you to learn what they're doing? I mean, we always, whether they're in a zone blocking scheme or whatever they're doing, but to read their blocks, is that a big deal from a running back's perspective, to learn what a lineman's tendencies are and how they block?
Yeah, you have to pretty much know the blocking schemes, because if you don't know the blocking scheme, you can feel like someone's going to come through free, but in reality they're going to get blocked, but it may not be the block when you think it's going to be blocked. So you just have to try to be patient and just learn their blocking schemes, and you have to have everybody on the same page. For offense, it takes 11 guys to make a good play with. For a defensive guy, it can be one guy that can disrupt the play. So for offense, you have to have 11 guys on the same page.
Darren McFadden joining us here on the Grant Napier Show. All right, so let's talk about this year. The enthusiasm because of what happened last year and the fact that you guys swept the division, that's all fine and dandy, but that's in the past. You guys have a really difficult schedule to start the season. Do you pay attention to the schedule at all?
No, for me, I just try to take it one game at a time. You can't play every game in 1 week, so you have to just focus on who you're playing half the time. I don't know who we have 3 weeks down the road. Pay attention to the guys that we have this week, and then, sometimes next week just because that's what everyone is going to be talking about.
You know what I like because of last year, though? I think now the teams are playing the Raiders, whereas in the past they might have said, oh, well, this is going to be an easy game because of the few wins that this franchise has had since the Super Bowl. They're not saying that anymore. And you're playing at Denver, then at Buffalo, and then you've got New England and the Jets. And those teams are now looking at the Raiders and they're saying, oh, boy, it's going to be a tough game. And I think that is something that this team needed to accomplish last year. And I think you guys did that.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of teams are going to come into the game with at least some kind of respect for us.
Absolutely.
Instead of just going out there and say we can roll our helmets out here and, the Raiders are going to lay down, They know when they come to play us, we're not going to just come out here and lay down. We're going to come out and try to hit you in your mouth. We have a physical team, and, that's something that we want to try to carry over into Sundays.
Last year you had to go through the musical chairs at quarterback, and then Jason regained the position and got the confidence of the coaching staff and finished well. What do you see in him, and how much better can he get? Right now people talk about Campbell as still a lot of the rungs on the ladder that he can climb, that he has a lot of potential. You see that every day?
I feel like anyone can go out for improvement, but with Jason, I feel like once he get back there and gets comfortable, he's a great quarterback. No one can stop him back there, and that's something that he's been doing all camp. I can see him. He's comfortable back there when he's passing the ball. He's setting his feet. He's making the right reads and making the right decisions. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he do on Sundays.
Is it kind of neat when you see yourself with the other skill positions at wide receiver that you guys pretty much came into this thing at the same time? You're only separated by a year or two. You got a good thing going with a nice, and I'm not talking about Jason. I'm talking about your wide receivers. Now Kevin Boss, who's played 4 years, yourself. You guys are kind of all the same age. And I like the fact that you guys are all getting good at the same time.
Yeah, we have a lot of young guys that are going out there and making plays, and that's one thing that we're trying to build our team on, these young guys going out and making plays. And that's something that we've been working hard on. You know, without, like I say, without having OTAs, I feel like we've been doing great, and guys are coming along great, and we're only going to get better during the season.
Now, Abby, you said you had to eat dinner because you had to hurry because you wanted to be here when the coach gets here. So what does that mean? You're talking about Hugh, or you're talking about your running back coach, or what?
No, I was just trying to get here and knock the interview out before he got in.
You didn't want to wait, is that right?
Yeah, I wanted to be the first in line.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I had Kevin Boss on earlier, and you know, coming from the heat and humidity in New York, and I said, dude, how do you like it out here? He goes, man, this is like the very best situation anybody could ever have. And you've only experienced one training camp here in Oakland. But, man, it just think about this. It's not hot. There's no humidity. You're staying in a hotel. As far as training camps go, it's pretty darn good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because I experienced the heat and humidity in college, you know, going through
boy.
2 days in Arkansas, practicing on turf with 115-degree weather. So I love it here, you know.
Yeah.
It's totally different. You know, guys complain about it being hot, but this heat out here is nothing compared to what it could be.
Speaking of Arkansas, I like the way Ryan Mallett's looked. He had a good first game. He's playing a lot tonight, is what. And I know he's certainly younger than you, but he looks like he can be a good NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I know Ryan Mallett personally. And, he's a great guy. He's a great player, and I feel like he's landed in a great situation, being able to learn from a guy like Tom Brady. So I feel like he's going to be a great quarterback to come.
You know, it's interesting that football program, and you know, a lot of people thought it would really go down when you left it. They've done a great job there in Arkansas, and that's maintaining and keeping up a high profile program, haven't they?
Yeah, they had a year or two of rebuilding, but other than that, you know, they've been doing great. And I'm looking for them to get to the national championship sooner or later.
I guess Houston Nutt knows what he's doing, right?
Well, he did a great job when he was there. But you know, Coach Petrino, he came in there, and he's been taking over, and he's been leading the
way. But when Houston left, and he went to Ole Miss, right? And mm-hmm. now and then Petrino. But I mean, you guys didn't seem to miss much. It just seems like I'm trying to think, and I don't follow Arkansas football religiously, but it seems like now for what, the last 6, 7, 8 years, they've been pretty darn steady.
Yeah, that's one thing. I feel like the recruits, the coach Nutt bought in, Petrino bought those guys in, and he converted them to his offense and his defense, and those guys took it in stride and kept going.
Do you get a chance to watch college football when you're busy in the NFL season on Saturday? Are you able to watch games, and are you still a big college football fan?
Oh, yeah, I love catching college football and, when I can on Saturday, especially if the Razorbacks are playing any game. You know, we don't get many of them on the West Coast, but when I get a chance, I like to catch them.
Boy, it's got to be tough for your teammates that are Miami alums right now, huh?
Yeah.
You guys, are you getting on their cases, or are you letting them slide a little bit?
You know, I'm letting them slide. You know, that's kind of a touchy situation for those guys. You know, some of them kind of hurt about it, but I know the NCAA, they're really cracking down on things like that, so guys just have to be careful what they're doing.
Yep. Darren, before I let you go, how much action would you ideally like to have or need before you take the field on that Monday night game against Denver?
I feel like for me personally, it was like in college we didn't do preseason games. You know, we went out there and we just hit it going, and I feel like I can go out there and just hit it going, but it's always good to have a warm-up game in the preseason.
So ideally, if you could get, and I'm going to throw a number at you, if you could get 10 touches in the last preseason game, you'd be good to go for the Denver game?
Yeah, just to get the hits and the contacts, you know, just to get used to the contact again.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, it's always fun talking to you. This guy, I'm not kidding you. Now, I know he's injured right now, and he's not able to do with the rest of the team, but he runs here. He eats dinner in about, I got you at 118 seconds. All right, was dinner good, by the way?
I was thinking 122.
No, you were, I'm a New Yorker. My time is faster than yours, okay? So was dinner good at least?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
You could
dinner.
Taste it eating it that fast?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, all right. So the food is here okay at Napa at your training
go
camp?
Go in and try it.
All right, because, you know, I had a hamburger they made for me out there today, and that was very good.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you recommend for dinner tonight? Because we're going to eat in a little while.
We have beef short ribs in there tonight, and they taste delicious, so I recommend those.
The beef short ribs.
Yes, sir.
By the time I get in there, I know they'll be all gone.
If you beat the players, then you'll make it.
All right, Darren, thanks. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right, Darren McFadden, who had an outstanding season a year ago, and you could see what he does when he's healthy. You know, when his feet are good and he's healthy, he proved last year he can be one of the top backs in the NFL. Good stuff right there. So you hear it, guys, the beef short ribs, that's where to go, all right? Don't say I never did anything for you, but you got to get in there soon because now I see what he doesn't understand. If we go in there and we take this beef short ribs and then there's not enough for the players, we'll get killed. So I'm not going to do that. We're kind of like we go to the scrap heap. That's what we do. We wait till everybody eats. Then we go in there and we grab some grub. I think that's appropriate. But anyway, good stuff. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk with Stanford Routh. That's next right here on the Grant Napier Show.